The inshore bite is heating up. We're in the fall season. Sea trout are beginning to run. As temperatures drop, there have already been some real nice catches of larger schooling sea trout. With the temperatures still warm in the water, there's still lots of little fish out there. So bait fishermen would want to have ample supplies of live bait, whether mud minnows or shrimp. Guys using mud minnows for redfish have perhaps been avoiding some of the little pinfish and other fish. Redfish will take, you know, live bait, dead bait, doesn't really matter. Just get it in front of them. Redfish bite has been good, probably stronger than the sea trout bite. And then as we go more into the fall, the sea trout action becomes stronger than the sea trout. Fishing on the coast has been pretty good. We've had lots of rain, lots of wind. Despite that, fishermen have found good success, but it's been in pockets in certain places, so not widespread. As the fall progresses, the bite will likely pick up. It looks like plenty of live shrimp in the creeks and rivers. And as conditions cool down, those shrimp will mass up and literally move more into the creeks and rivers. And this will continue to be a good time to fish, you know, throughout the fall. So fishermen have been doing well. There's been some really good catches, late season flounder catches, probably around those sandy bottoms where kind of bait can drop out. Best action has been redfish. There's been some sheephead showing up along the oyster rakes, along those points. Overall, fishing has been good. Fall means fishing. This is Captain Jack saying, fish on.